Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Covering Training Camp 2018, presented by Body Armor Sports Drink. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Yes, he's upset. He didn't like it. He wants to know why, and he's got to play better. As simple as that. It's a competition. Okay, it's the league. You know, everyone's doing this. You know, no one's not playing their best players. Okay, and it's really more about Chad. You know, Chad has competed, and Chad's played well. You know, because if Chad's not playing well, he's still a two. You know, so it's really more about what Chad has done from the spring to now.
And we officially move along. What's happening? Nice to be back. Sorry I got delayed, Alfred. Weather northeast was unbelievable. Supposed to get in last night. And I mean, when I tell you, it wasn't just my flight canceled. Every flight in the northeast corridor was canceled. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was on hold for 90 minutes just trying to rebook a flight. And then I got to know the on-hold music pretty well. But,
well, if it was me and I was, you know, somewhere and I couldn't get back to my job, I probably would have found a studio and still did the show.
I tried.
Oh, good for you.
Couldn't do that either.
Whatever, D-Mac.
Couldn't do it. I tell you.
Just say you were at home, hanging out in your old bed.
Didn't even go home. Just stayed in the hotel because I was trying to just get on a flight, and going home would have screwed things up. Didn't go. I just booked another night at the same hotel. It was a bummer. My son missed the first day of school. So his first day of school was the second day of school. But I was thinking about it. If you're going to miss a first day of school, or if you're going to miss a day of school, isn't the first day of school like the best day to miss?
Yeah, because everybody's like, who's the new guy?
Right. Huh?
Yeah, if you miss the first day, you're trying to figure out who the new guy is.
What do you mean? On the second day?
Yeah.
He's a junior.
So?
Everybody knows who he is. What are you talking about?
Maybe they thought he came from school.
It's not a new school. You're too funny. Anyway,
that's
so
the way I would be. I'd be like, who's the new guy? Who's the new girl?
But it was, I was able
they
to.
They weren't here yesterday.
Watch the game on NFL Network. It was on. We had our 50th anniversary celebration for PETA and Eileen. My brother, who I haven't seen in a long time, was there with his beautiful wife, Andrea, and their son, Peyton.
How's Andrea doing?
Well, you know her. She's a radiation oncologist. She's head of oncology at a hospital in Massachusetts. She's doing great.
She really helped me out when I was going through all the things in my household.
Yep. Yeah, she's doing great. She's beautiful. She's got it together. And my brother's doing, he's the head of radiology. They're smart people, man. They're smart people. They do papers together. They present things together. They're in it, man.
Power couple.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. If you just want to talk about one of the biggest medical power couples in New England, it's Brady and Andrew McKee. I'm proud of them. Proud of both of them.
What is New England exactly?
What is New England?
Yeah, what is New England?
What grade are you in right now? What do you mean, what is New England?
What is New England?
It's Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
Now, see, that's not something we worked on in Texas. You know,
we had
like Texas history. We didn't have like New England. Like,
it's part of the, it's like where the country was started.
Hold on now. It's not one of the 13 colonies.
It is the 13 colonies.
No, wait a minute.
It's
now,
like
Virginia?
six of them.
Well, it's not. It's not.
Dude, where did the pilgrims land?
They landed in Oklahoma.
All right. That's okay. It's all right. Listen, America's got a... There's all sorts of history to America.
But I'm trying... I've always been fascinated about New England. Every time somebody say New England, I'm like, what is New England? Like, what are you speaking of?
Hey,
like,
let me tell you something. This is wicked awful, all right?
It actually is the New English.
Can I tell you something?
Land.
Some of the rudest people in America are in that corridor, man. It's a home.
That's like where Archie Bunker was filmed, right?
He was filmed in Queens, which is part of New York City. No, it's not. Well, no, it's not New England. It's New York.
It's part of New England. I mean, New York is part of New England.
It's not.
Why?
Because it's not. It's not. New England.
So New York's not part of New England?
No. No, it's not. Neither is Pennsylvania.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. If it's New England,
yeah,
wouldn't New York be in? Because isn't there an Old York?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Right? There's an Old York, and
sure
there's a New York.
Right.
So New England may include New York.
So if you have New in front of you, you're part of New England?
It means that it was probably old someplace else because there's a York over in England.
Yes.
Okay, so it's New York.
Right.
New England.
Dude, like, there's so many towns in named after. Yeah, well,
yeah,
actually,
they're called New. They're called New because it's the new version of the old.
Right. But sometimes
have you ever thought about it?
Yeah, it's just, I know what New England is, so I have not thought about it that deeply.
Not many people know what New England is.
Mm. I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
You know, I realized growing up where Texas was, right? You understand? Even
but
though
Texas is like a whole nother country.
You'd like to think you are. I'll never forget. I've told this story before. I'll tell it briefly. We're at a tournament in Utah, of all places, and we're playing a team from Texas, a small team, small town team. And when you break down, it's like, usually it's 1-2-3 Rebels, 1-2-3 Warriors, 1-2-3 Tigers. They were like, 1-2-3 Texas. I'm like, so wait a second. You mean to tell me this one little team of 11 kids represents the entire state of Texas? They had the big Texas flag and 1-2-3 Texas. I'm like, oh. Just playing Texas today. Like, the thing of us breaking down a huddle by 1-2-3 Colorado. It's like preposterous. We wouldn't be so arrogant. But that's Texas.
Well, I mean.
Arrogant.
You know, I mean.
That being said, that's where I was. And I'm glad to be back. I watched the game. The dinner we had an awesome dinner. And then the timing was great. We came back and I could see the whole game. Me and PETA sat there. In the hotel of the Ramada, and you know, had a nightcap watched the Broncos, and it was interesting.
The Broncos was on live?
Yeah, they were on NFL Network. It was cool.
Who did we play? We played.
You forget who we played on Saturday? It's Minnesota.
Minnesota. Why would we be on?
And that's why.
Wow. Are you okay today?
I feel great, but I'm trying to figure out why are we broadcasting a live event in Minnesota?
The game was in Denver.
I mean, in New England, if the game was between Denver and Minnesota.
It's on NFL Network, national thing, goes all over the country.
It was national.
Yeah, it was on NFL Network, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I'm used to those being local games.
Yeah, the NFL Network picks up the local broadcast and just broadcasts the games.
I know, but there were several games. Why would they broadcast
there probably
our
wasn't.
Game
there
in
probably,
New England?
At that time of night, there probably wasn't. You realize that it started at 9 p.m., East Coast. There probably wasn't a lot of games going on right then, actually.
Maybe we would have featured game. I didn't know.
I don't know how many games were happening at 9 p.m. Eastern.
I never think about the games being national unless they were on like a Monday night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's NFL Network. They literally broadcast every single preseason game at some point.
But not live. I mean, you're talking about it was live.
It was live, yeah.
Why was it live in New England?
Because it was on NFL Network. What's wrong here? Where am I going? Help me.
I'm serious.
Okay, so here's how TV works.
It would make sense if it was like the Patriots or
hold on.
The Giants, the Jets, or the Baltimore Ravens, East Coast teams.
There's these things called local TV stations, and then there's national networks. On the local stations, they do local things, and the national networks, they go all over the place. It's crazy.
There were only two games played on Saturday.
Oh, only two?
Yeah, and what time?
Broncos, Vikings, Cardinals, Chargers.
I guess we're the furthest east of those contests.
I guess so. I guess that's why we got on NFL Network. I'm just telling you, I watched the whole game at a hotel room Ramada Inn.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to brag or anything. I'm just like, you know.
Did you like it?
Did I like the game?
Yeah, I watched it. I liked downtown Denver. I loved it.
I like Chad Kelly.
I went to the CU scrimmage, and then I sat back and watched the game. Chad Kelly had a great game, but the first two quarterbacks did not.
That's true. That's true, and that's why VJ is...
He is upset. He didn't like it. He wants to know why, and he's got to play better.
Why?
As simple as that. It's a competition.
Why?
It's the league. You know, everyone's doing this. You know, no one's not playing their best player.
I gotcha. Paxton wants to know why.
He came. If the day was his nonchalant, upset, I'm mad, like just out there playing football, he looked great. Paxton Lynch looked great today.
Why? He looked good with the threes, in your opinion?
He looked great.
Cool.
I mean, the ball was coming out on time. It was on target.
Maybe
he can
relax now.
Well, I wonder that...
Chill out.
You know, the thing that I told you that happens in practice a lot that I don't understand is that the guys will go out on a day like today, and it was a non-padded practice, and they throw without shoulder pads on. And I've always thought that that was...
That is goofy. I'll agree with you.
Right, and
why
I
did they do
thought,
the combine why, without shoulder pads?
Why would you throw...
Why do you pro day without pads?
Right. If you're a quarterback,
and a helmet.
If you're a quarterback, why would you throw without shoulder pads on at any point?
Why in preseason do you ever kick an extra point? Why don't you practice going for two?
Well, we saw a lot of those from last week.
I mean, how many times do you need to practice? Why don't you onside kick more in preseason?
No, that's a dangerous play, but I understand your premise.
Well, I mean, what is preseason for?
To work on the things that are hard to simulate in a game,
If you want to talk about, yes, I agree with you. The quarterback should always be in helmets and pads. When we watch Tom vs. Time, and he goes to do his football workouts in the summertime, he puts on shoulder pads and a helmet. Yes. Yes, because that's how you play football.
Yeah, that's the way that should be your uniform if you play quarterback. So every time I see the quarterback throwing without shoulder pads on, I go, why?
How many times have you seen a batter in baseball hit without a helmet on?
Never.
So why would you take batting practice without a helmet?
That's a good point.
Does that
ever happen?
It happens all the time. Happens all the time. I tell my kid all the time, I said, he doesn't. He takes his helmet off. I can't force him at this point, but, you know, it's like, at what point are you going to hit? I had another
weird
thing.
It's like wearing a baseball cap.
Right.
I had that uniform.
I would send kids away, and I said, go get a hat on. And they'd be, oh, why? I go, when was the last time you played in a baseball game without a hat? It doesn't happen. I don't know. It's a good question by you, Al. Like, why would you do it? I would have them in helmets and shoulder pads every single practice, always.
Every single day.
Because would you ever want to throw a football without that on, without feeling that weight, that heaviness, that everything?
Right.
Unless it's literally a walkthrough where you're not throwing the ball. Was it a walkthrough where you weren't throwing the ball?
No.
Then why don't you have your stuff on?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I think the quarterback should be fully padded every practice.
I think the quarterback should be in
they're not
at least
taking
shoulder
hits.
Pads.
They should at least feel what the weight is when they do everything.
Shoulder pads, even if they, you know, shoulder pads and helmet.
You don't think pads on their legs affect their throwing motion?
But no, not really. But I will say that.
they do.
Well, I'll say that because two things happen in a game that cannot be simulated unless you have a helmet on. First of all, you get the call from the coordinator in your helmet.
That's right.
No matter what, keep your helmet on because you're going to get a call.
Right.
And then your vision is narrowed by having a helmet on. So you get used to the vision of dealing with it in your helmet versus having free vision as if you didn't have your helmet on. So I just think that, you know, if I ever got into coaching again and I became a coordinator on offense or defense, on offense or the head coach, I would always require my quarterbacks to wear shoulder pads to get his throwing motion, even while nobody else is in it. That's the burden of learning to throw. You have to learn to throw.
The first game, I didn't see the foolishness. Like, you know, I didn't see anybody getting engaged. It seemed to be relatively limited with that sort of stuff. You know, they do the interviews on the sideline. What are you going to do about that? But no, it seemed more focused. Although there were two incidents that like stuck out to me. Like, you didn't know Brandon Marshall and DT were going to stand in the hallway. I guess you didn't have to know that, but as a head coach, I would think you'd like to know that. So I'm not sure what's going on there. I certainly support Demaryius and Brandon for doing what the NFL said they could do. So, although I thought they were supposed to wait in the locker room, not just the... I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about the pregame
anthem stuff, yeah.
The anthem. Okay, I didn't even recognize that.
Yeah, that happened. VG had no clue that was going down.
I didn't either.
Okay. Well,
where did
coach,
you see it?
Where, team. Where? Oh, it was all over the place. I mean, it wasn't part of the broadcast, but it was all over the place.
I thought Chris Harris said that everybody was uniformed about how they were going to approach the game.
Well, I guess that meant that two of them were going to stand in the hallway. I guess that's what Chris meant. The second thing was, I don't know.
I thought it was, you know what? And I said as much yesterday. I thought it was just a very smooth, nonchalant opening to the season. And
Von Miller. Why get Von Miller all lathered up and ready to go if you're not going to play him?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's got his workout in before the
just
game.
Just tell him.
Oh, you know, that is a management move that probably came in late.
Yeah, why?
Because the management can do what management wants.
Okay. I don't get it. So there seems to be still, while overall better, just weird elements of communication with this team that I don't quite understand.
I agree. I didn't like the fact that it wasn't announced until, you know, the last moment that Vaughn wasn't going to play.
Really?
But I really didn't. I didn't know about the Brandon Marshall. And from where I was watching the game, it wasn't, you know, I didn't hear a conversation. What was it talked about on the broadcast?
No, I didn't catch it on the broadcast. It was all over the place. There were news reports. And,
okay. You mean online?
Yes. Big Sexy, okay. Yes, you got something? Sorry.
Yeah, we had Joe Woods talking earlier today at the podium, and Zach actually asked him a question about Von Miller, or the decision to sit Von Miller.
Hey, that's above my pay grade. So you know who made that call, right? I'm all in.
When did you find out that he wasn't going to play?
Pre-game.
Did it catch you off guard a little bit?
Nope. I already knew that.
Have you been told about his status for this weekend?
Not yet, but I think he's going to play this week.
I don't even understand what he's saying. Above his pay grade, like...
Whether or not he was going to play.
Yeah, but who's he talking about?
Oh, that's Elway.
Yeah.
That's Elway. That's Vance Joseph.
So Vance Joseph wasn't part of the decision not to play? It was...
I don't know.
John made the call?
I don't know, but I made a passionate plea not to play Vaughn on Wednesday. Like, what's the
usage? I agree. Like, I mean,
why would we do this and expose our greatest asset in the first preseason game when many of these guys, you know, I think the Vikings played with three reserved offensive linemen to start the game. So, you know, you just protect your guys because those guys are important to you.
Yeah, I mean, everybody tried to get hype up for the first preseason game and all the Broncos quarterbacks coming back and everything
I think it was important for the quarterbacks, but to say it was a hyped event.
Well, you try to hype it up. You try to get excited for these preseason games. I tell you what's going to be good is the practices with the Bears tomorrow and Thursday. That's going to be good. It was kind of like the Senior Bowl. The practices were really good. The game itself meant absolutely nothing, as the Broncos coaching staff proved. But the practices are more telling, more interesting reps, more competition, just kind of more everything. And everybody that can be out there is out there during the practices. So the next couple days, and the fans only, I mean, the regular fans only get to see tomorrow, and then only the very special fans get to see Thursday. It's one of those deals.
Oh, is the VIP Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's... It is what it is. It is what
the
it
sponsors
is.
The sponsors get to come on Thursday. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I mean, sponsors definitely deserve
special privileges. That means that no other people are going to be on the hill?
Just sponsor people and their friends and family.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I guess sponsorship has its privileges.
It sure does. I just wish it didn't impact, you know, a practice that could be as cool as, you know, a joint practice with another team. But that is literally the deal. I'm not... exaggerating it, that's just what it is.
I imagine they put that in their package when they're trying to sell the sponsorship.
You could be right.
As well.
There you go. You're probably right. Sponsorship does money. Money definitely does have its privileges. All right. I got to get your take on the new guys.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of them. We got an offensive lineman from Grandview. Way to go. That's really cool. Fleer.
My son played with him. He said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's awesome. Congratulations to him and his family and the Grandview family. That's just a really great moment. Always very cool. Shamarco Thomas, Syracuse guy, got thrown out of a game for headhunting, and he's in as a safety. And A.J. Johnson.
He looks fantastic. I was at practice today and saw him.
What do you think of the AJ Johnson story?
It's a story of, I would imagine it's the story is unwritten about who he's going to be as a player.
I meant why he was out of football for the past few years.
Well, I think it's always, I think that, going through any situation where you are involved with law enforcement raises your eyebrow and you're trying to figure out what's going on. But
he had multiple incidents. He had the one the case that he was on trial for, and then he had a DUI and a drug bust.
A DUI and a drug bust.
Well, he had DUI, and then there was like weed on the seat next to him. That was like while the trial process was going on.
Okay, in Colorado, that would be DUI. Did he get a DUI?
He did get a DUI.
Okay, in Colorado, that wouldn't be nothing. So I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Just to be totally honest.
Did you dig into the case that he was on trial for?
I just got the details and just, it's always, to me, it's always a little, how would I say this? It's always... I always depend on the team to do their due diligence to make sure that every player that they have on their roster is, first of all, a good citizen and deserves to have a chance in the NFL. So once they become part of the Broncos, then I say, okay, the Broncos have vetted them and they are good to go.
You trust the Broncos?
I trust the Broncos.
Okay.
Do you?
I read into the case and I know the details of the case and I don't know even what to say anymore. So,
what do you want to say? Sounds like you have something to say about AJ Johnson more than the other two guys, Samarco Thomas and the other young man. What's his name from Grandview again?
Fleer.
Excuse me.
Austin Fleer.
So, it sounds like you have something to say. So, go ahead and say it. Let's not waste time. Let's get to it.
I mean, it's just the details of the case are something else, man. It's something else. But he was found not guilty, him and his buddy. And,
I don't know about him and his buddy. I know that AJ.
No, they were, like, tried together. Yep, they both were acquitted. I don't know. There might be kids after school listening here, so maybe I should just pass on the details. But I didn't know. I didn't know what his story was at Tennessee. I didn't know. Now I know.
Great player at Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Great player. Outrageous. So 10 teams were waiting for the conclusion of this to sign him.
Yep.
So what would you – you got something on your mind. I know you wait way too well for you to say that we have Samarco Thomas, Austin Fleer.
Yeah.
And then how do you feel about A.J. Johnson? And so what is – just give it to me because you're going to turn this mic off and say, Alfred, you don't know about this guy. So tell everybody so that we can be on the same page.
Listen, man, you trust the Broncos.
Do you trust the Broncos?
We'll come back with the big three. That's next right here on The Drive.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
Covering Training Camp 2018, presented by Mountain High Appliance. It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
All right, story number one, the demotion of Paxton Lynch. VJ said this about Paxton. Paxton.
He is upset. He didn't like it. He wants to know why, and he's got to play better.
Alfred? He wanted to know why.
I don't think you deserve to give him an answer. I mean, because this is the way we're going.
Was it obvious?
I thought it was. I thought it was obvious to everybody that's around, but... Once again, today is one of those frustrating days because Paxton looked great. I mean, he literally looked great. All the reads were on and the ball was thrown. It was great. I mean, he looked great today. I don't know what that was, D-Mac. I'm telling you, it almost looked like, you know what, I'm just going to go out here and just kick it and have, you know, not even have fun, but just kick it and just throw the ball around.
Mm.
And when he was doing that, it was a perfect practice for him. I have no idea how to explain this, dude.
Mm.
You can't say it's because he was with the threes, or you can't say it because he was with the twos.
Do you think he deserves a shot to earn that number two spot back?
Oh, I think if he played, man, I'm telling you, watching him today, you go, what in the world? How in this? I can't explain it. But guess what? This is the best day of practice I've seen them have this year.
All right, bongos.
Three!
Bowling Green, Ohio Attorney General has set a $500,000 budget for Urban Meyer investigation.
Okay. What are they investigating? Wait, Urban Meyer or the case?
Urban Meyer.
Like,
Urban
just Meyer. Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Like
whether
what,
or not
what he knew and when he knew it.
Was a Title IX offense or the hourly rate for the investigative work is not to exceed $1,620. Do you need $500,000 to decide whether or not Urban Meyer's handling of the domestic abuse allegations that were made by the wife of the fired ex-employee. Do you need $500,000 to go through this process?
I guess when lawyers get involved, you need everything. But, I mean, what'd you know and when'd you know it, I guess, is the crux of that case.
Now, Urban Meyer has lied, and he's come clean, and he said, okay, I lied, but now I'm telling the truth. It's a muddy situation, and the college football season is right around the corner. Without knowing all the particulars on the case, will Urban Meyer be cleared of all of wrongdoing involved in this?
I have no idea. How would I? What do you think? I have no idea how I'd have. I
would
have
say
a clue
because,
on that.
Because it's Ohio State.
Somehow, I think he'll pull through. But
exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, with blah 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 blah, they'll find a way to keep Urban Meyer.
Yeah. All right.
I'd be surprised and shocked.
But Joe Paterno went down hard.
Joe Paterno kept his job for a much longer period of time than he should have.
We're not talking about the same set of circumstances.
Much different set of circumstances. And it was not actually Urban Meyer who did any of the wrongdoing. It was his assistant. I don't know what's supposed to happen here, but I got a feeling that Urban Meyer, you know, blah 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 blah, Urban Meyer will be the head coach of Ohio State.
All right, bongos.
Three.
Alfred, congratulations to Dan Graham and Cordell Stewart joining you in the CU football hall, CU Hall of Fame, not just football, but. What do you think of the careers of Cordell Stewart and Dan Graham? And have you talked to either of the guys in the past couple days?
I have. I got a call from Cordell Stewart let's see, 2 weeks ago, and asking me to make sure I clear a space on the calendar to help celebrate that.
That's awesome.
And of course I'm going to be there.
I mean, I've
known Dan Graham since he was in high school. Of course I know Big Graham from his days. From my days around here playing with the Denver Broncos, it was so cool to see Big Graham coming in and hollering at me and hanging out with us back in the day. And heaven knows that he is and will always be a heavy influence on me. To see Dan go into the CU Hall of Fame.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty smooth. Pretty cool. And I will be there to celebrate those two guys.
Bongos.
And the rest of the class.
Three!
Well, now we have a depth chart that reflects what's going on at the quarterback position.
Yes.
The question mark behind this, though, is D-Mac, this one.
Yes.
Is Chad Kelly going to be our number two quarterback, or is he just the guy in front of Paxton Lynch?
It's a good question, man. You know, I think he's got as good of a shot as anybody. But in the next segment, I want to go through what you thought of the other quarterbacks that are around the league, because it might have an impact on, you know, how teams move. But right now, in all honesty, I'd be fine with Chad Kelly being the backup quarterback.
Can we win NFL games with Chad Kelly?
Jeez, I think so. If the rest of the team plays okay and the defense sort of, you know, we can get into that too, because who knows anything, right? How do you judge anything on these preseason games? But in terms of the confidence of his teammates and the leadership skills and his ability to throw an NFL pass, I mean, why not? You?
I'm doubtful that Chad Kelly is ready to play in NFL games, but I would be doubtful for any first-year quarterback playing NFL games. And note that I said first-year quarterback, and I did not call him a rookie. But with that being said, the first time we saw Kurt Warner, he was awesome.
Bongos.
Three.
Alfred, how much of Tiger Woods did you want? I'm sorry, I got to go back to it because I missed yesterday.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about it at all.
I mean, come on, man.
It was really awesome. And the fist pump on 18 was, it was noteworthy because it was cool. But
I thought it was cool Kepka, that, like, I was going to call him Copernicus, but Kepka, when he hit that drive off 18, he deserved every rippling muscle of his biceps when he just manned up and just drilled that ball on 18. Because the only way he was hitting a double bogey is if he threw that into the woods or some horrible thing happened. But that dude showed his fortitude as well. But it was so much fun. I can't. And the ratings, I saw the ratings were up 68% over the final round of the PGA the previous year.
And I'll tell you what, man. Koepka, man, this dude, you got to watch this guy, man, because
guy's nails.
He looks fantastic.
He's won three majors.
Yeah, man, three majors in 14 months. The guy is the real deal.
Yeah.
But this is what he had to say about, you know, and you know, about his experience listening to the crowd while Tiger was making his run.
The crowds here, they definitely let you know what's going on. You guys are awesome, first off. Beginning of the back nine, I could hear all the roars. But when Tiger started making his little run, and then
okay,
Scotty made his run.
Little run?
Yeah.
Little run?
Hey, man.
Little?
Hey, man.
Little?
When have you heard little?
Cute little run. Wasn't that cute?
Yeah, when he had his, he might as well say it.
Wasn't that adorable?
Yeah, when Tiger had his cute little run, you know, I heard the
beginning of the back nine, I could hear all the roars. But when Tiger started making his little run, and then
good for him, man.
It's never a term of endearment when you say little about anybody at any point.
Right.
That was a nice little shot you made. Hey, that was a nice little run you had.
Yeah. Tiger started making his little run, and then
His little run.
As soon as I heard it, D-Mac.
It's a guy with confidence right there,
I was like, you know what, man?
This dude's going to superset in any second. He's going to, come on now. That is awesome.
You ain't kidding. Not only is he supersetting, he just, in my opinion, just belittled one of the greatest golfers in the history
PGA. I heard him praise Tiger
up
and down.
But this is right after he won when he said this.
Tiger started making his little run.
Tiger started making his little run.
That's awesome.
Don't act like I'm reading something into this. When have you heard that in a complimentary way?
Never.
So when I heard it, I'm like, Koepka, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You got that to your game. I like that a little bit. Let's see how the rest of the PGA guys respond to him, because he's not the most well-liked guy. But
I'm a condescending turd.
Oh.
But
we'll figure out how it goes. Stir the pot, baby.
I like it.
Three.
That was fun, man.
When Tiger made his little run.
The good thing about being stranded at a Ramada Inn in Marlborough, Massachusetts, I had plenty of time to watch NFL games. And I want to go through with you a bunch of the quarterback situation in the NFL, because I think it could pertain to what the Broncos do next now that Paxton's been demoted. We'll get there next.
Covering training camp 2018, presented by Body Armor Sports Drink. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
He made that little run. Cute little run.
That was adorable when Tiger made his cute little run.
Cute little run. It's like when Chad Kelly threw that little TD.
Third and 11. Lindsey to Kelly's left. Now going to the pattern. And there it is. Phillip Lindsey into the end zone. Touchdown.
That was a nice little pass.
That was a nice little pass
for a touchdown.
Nice little touchdown by Phillip Lindsey.
Tiger started making his little run.
Yeah. You know, how about when Kyle Sloter had, his little run?
Here's Kyle Sloter for the pylon. And he got there. Touchdown, Vikings.
How about when Isaiah McKenzie had a little run?
Right. A little touchdown.
In the air.
McKenzie should have a shot at a return here. Plenty of green in front of him. Hesitates. Now takes off down the sideline. Isaiah McKenzie down the sideline. Has one man to beat. Isaiah McKenzie for the touchdown. A 78-yard punt return for a score. There are no flags.
But when Tiger started making his little run.
By the way, I thought Steve Levy and Brian Griese did a fine job. And
you know what?
I just don't understand it. And hey, maybe I'm biased because I consider myself friends with Ron Zappolo.
And I do too.
And I've known Steve Levy. I met Steve Levy for the first time more than 20 years ago. So I got no beefs with him whatsoever. And he did fine. But, I mean, come on, man. I mean, you want to put Ron on the sidelines for Steve? No offense to Steve. There's nothing, you know, he's not a bad guy or anything like that. But it felt weird watching the game. I'm not going to lie. I missed Ron. So I'll just keep it there, maybe. I just missed Ron. I think he does a great job. And did you have any feelings about that?
I had strong feelings about it, knowing how I feel about Ron Zappolo and what he's meant to this community. I was not happy about it, and
I don't even understand it. Like, what's the concept? Like, why? Like, do you know why?
No, I have no idea.
Okay,
you know, I've been trying to figure out why on that one for some time. I don't know. The Broncos, I don't think it was the Broncos who were part of it. So it must be the broadcast. Maybe the broadcast thought that they would do, that Steve Levy would do a better job, but I doubt that. Ron Zappolo is a pro's pro and has been around this Denver community for a long time.
I miss Ron at training camp now. You would see him for a good 6 weeks of training camp or whatever and preseason, and now he's not around. I'm kind of bummed. Change does that to you, I suppose. All right. Did you have a chance to watch, and I guess I'll be specific, there's no way Joe Flacco is being replaced by Lamar Jackson anytime soon except for injury, although I think Lamar Jackson's going to be great eventually in this league. I think he's really going to be good. But it's obviously not going to happen this year unless there's some sort of injury. So let's just move him out of the equation. Did you watch the Cardinals, the Jets, the Bills, and the Browns?
I saw the Browns. Cardinals, I did not. And who else was the other? Jets?
Jets.
Yes.
Let me just throw in my two cents, and I'm curious your opinion. The Browns, I like Tyrod Taylor, but Baker Mayfield.
He's the truth.
Dude.
He's the truth.
Wow. I mean, I don't even know why they would start Tyrod Taylor to begin the season. They've invested everything in Baker Mayfield. They've got literally nothing to lose. They won zero games last year. You can't do worse. You may as well throw him in there. And I really like Tyrod Taylor, but when I look at that situation, I'm just like, maybe we can do a deal for Tyrod Taylor as a backup.
Kicking and screaming if I'm Tyrod Taylor. No, thank you.
Okay. The Jets, kind of the same situation.
The Jets have a much better situation for us to consider with seeing what they have at quarterback.
Why would they waste any time? Why wouldn't they play Sam Darnold as soon as possible?
They have no reasoning why they shouldn't do a deal and move on and try to get something done. But you know,
impressive by Darnold.
You know, I asked Adam Schefter this again on Monday. What does it take to get a guy like Teddy Bridgewater to the Denver Broncos? It sounds like a king's ransom to me because of who he could be to your franchise. Would you trade Shane Ray straight up across the board for a guy like Teddy Bridgewater?
Yes. Well, because Shane Ray's not a starter now, which I don't agree with, but that's just the fact of the case. And the Jets would get something. And they just need to move on with Sam Darnold, who's going to be good. He's going to be really good.
He looked like a pro in the first game. And of course, as the game start to, you know, pile up and he gets more experience. He threw a pass on it was a red zone pass where he had a comeback on the right side. And it was a 5-yard, you know, just a comeback right to the sideline. And D-Mac, he held the safeties both of the safeties on the left side. He moved the linebackers with his eyes. He moved the safeties with his eyes. And he threw the comeback on the money, back on the right side. Eyes left, eyes left, eyes left, eyes right, throw the ball. And it was a touchdown. Now, they called the offensive pass interference. They backed him up. And then he was in the pocket. He started to scramble and break the pocket. He had a receiver that was short. He disregarded the receiver that was short, kept it in the pocket, broke the pocket, stayed lateral, threw the ball down the right side to the end zone again for a touchdown. That guy's got to play.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold's got to play. And the Broncos, agreed. And you know what? The Broncos were right to say that that's the only quarterback that they would have traded up for because he looks the part.
Well,
and
let me
that's
give you the scenarios in two other markets. So did I, obviously. Well,
I think we both wanted Sam Darnold. I wanted Rosen or Darnold.
All right. Rosen's a little murkier. Did you watch Arizona a little bit?
Yes.
It's a little murky there,
yeah.
And I thought
Mike
Rosen,
McCoy makes everything muddy.
You might be right on that because it's not so obvious that Rosen really is going to be ready. I thought he would be, and looking at the Bradford Rosen situation, it's obvious they're going to keep Bradford, obviously, and Rosen's going to fit in there eventually. I think Arizona's going to have a muddy season the whole time. So to me, that is kind of off the board. Buffalo. Fascinating. This Peterman guy is their number one guy. Like, he is winning the quarterback battle there. And Allen had some great moments, and he had some,
Not ready for prime time. The bullet that Allen threw in the end zone on that right side. Let me tell you something, man. I don't know if there's another quarterback in this league, including Aaron Rodgers, that can make that throw.
Okay. My bigger point.
That was a great throw.
Right, and he's the future one way or the other. I just didn't know Peterman was really going to step up like he did, which means A.J. McCarron may be, available for consumption. So through the first preseason game, what became obvious to me kind of watching the quarterbacks is I think the Broncos could do a deal for A.J. McCarron, Teddy Bridgewater or McCown, depending on how the Jets want to move.
How do you like this one? Backup quarterback in Baltimore, RG3.
I looked at that closely. Like, I took that into real serious consideration when I was watching games, and I wanted to see more out of him, and I didn't see it. I just didn't see it.
But
I
know he's a guy that's got NFL experience
with the requisite amount
of starts. He's got two seasons of starts under his belt.
I know.
It's not new to him. And
did you see it? I didn't see it when I was watching.
I saw it in the first game.
I did not see it in this last game. And by the way, he went in number three. Lamar Jackson went in number two.
Right.
So you could be right. I mean, he could be available, but I just didn't see it. I saw way more out of Bridgewater and McCarron. And I don't know what they're going to do there in New York, but they got to play Darnold. So yeah. Shane Ray is bait makes a lot of sense. Because why not get something? Why not get, especially if you're the Jets?
Yeah, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, just so that we're on the same page here. Do you want the backup quarterback to push the starter?
No.
Do you want him to be at least as good as a starter?
Oh, that'd be incredible. That'd be great.
Because if you know if you're talking about bringing a guy like Teddy Bridgewater here,
There's
a chance that over time people are going to say he's our future.
Yeah. Okay.
You think that would upset the room?
No. I don't. No. Nope.
I do. If I'm Case Keenum, I don't want that.
Oh, okay. That's two different questions.
But he's the leader in the room.
So you're just all in with Chad Kelly then?
No, I want that.
Oh, you do. All right. Well, let's hash it out a little bit further. But week one told you a lot. Like Tyrod probably will start Tyrod, but Baker Mayfield is. I mean, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Week three, week four.
I think
for the next 15 years.
You know, I think that
they're not going to deal Tyrod, by the
way.
But I see a situation where the Bills could trade McCarron and where the Jets could trade McCown or Bridgewater.
I don't think that we stay the way that we are.
Probably Bridgewater. You know what? In all honesty, probably Bridgewater.
But what do you want back for Bridgewater?
And we can talk about football at 4 next.